Kid News fans, are you looking for your next new adventure? There's a brand new podcast out now we think you and your family are going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. Here's a preview.
From the creators of Who Smarted, Starglow Media, comes a podcast full of mystery, adventure,
time travel and riddles,
and secret
math.
Get ready to listen, laugh, and learn with Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Tori. Today is Monday, March 18, 2024. And we begin with a space rock the size of Mount Everest currently careening through the cosmos, and we all may get a front row seat to the excitement. It's called the Devil Comet, and it only swings by Earth once every 70 years. Right now, it can only be seen with a telescope or binoculars, but according to space.com, by the end of this month, those in the Northern Hemisphere may be able to see it at dusk without any special equipment. This extra bright visitor to our solar system will hang around through the eclipse on the 8th, then be visible to our friends in the Southern Hemisphere before disappearing from view entirely until the year 2095. The comet earned its devilish nickname from occasional flare-ups that some say look like the horns of a devil. Somewhere between California and Oregon lies a small piece of a United plane. The part in question fell off the underbelly of the 737 near the wing sometime between Friday's takeoff in San Francisco and its landing in Medford. No one noticed until ground crews saw the hole shortly before the plane's next scheduled departure. A few weeks back, another United flight dropped a tire during takeoff, and in January, an Alaskan Airlines plane lost a door plug at 16,000 feet. According to aviation analyst John Nance, having things fall off jetliners is not our favorite methodology. It is, in any form or fashion, rare and troublesome. But he and others add that air travel is still exceedingly safe. Much safer, in fact, than the car ride to the airport. Here's proof that Mother Nature has a mind of her own. In Massachusetts, beachfront homeowners in the town of Salisbury just spent more than $500,000 of their own money to build a sand dune that would protect their properties from encroaching tides and beach erosion. A contractor brought in nearly 15,000 tons of sand and built it into a natural protective wall that was expected to hold back the effects of climate change for 3 years. Instead, it lasted just 3 days. A nor'easter blew in a week ago, kicked up the waves, and swept about half of the new sand back to sea. The storm was the fourth big flooding event since December for the Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire region. The president of Russia will remain in power for another 6 years. Vladimir Putin won re-election over the weekend with about 88% of the vote. He's already been president for 25 years and is now on track to become Russia's longest-serving leader in more than 200 years. We all like the sounds of home, and the same is apparently true for sea creatures. Researchers have found that underwater speakers playing the natural noises made by a healthy coral reef can actually lure wildlife to a dying one. According to The Guardian, coral larvae in the Caribbean were up to 7 times more likely to return to a struggling reef if recordings of the snaps, groans, and scratches of a healthy ecosystem were played nearby. Half of the world's coral reefs have been lost to warming, overfishing, pollution, and disease just since the 1950s. Bristol University professor Steve Simpson is a believer in the power of nature's symphony to help reverse the damage. Coral reefs are the first marine ecosystems we could lose to climate change, which means they are also the first we can save. If we can save reefs, we can save anything. In today's Kid News Notes, a school project is paying off in a big way for a sacred U.S. memorial. 10-year-old Harrison Johnson of North Carolina had to research Pearl Harbor for his history class. That led to a fascination with the surprise attack, an in-person visit with his family, and now a $100,000 fundraising goal to make sure its heroes aren't forgotten. Harrison's already received $81,000 by knocking on doors, selling patriotic popsicles, and through public speaking engagements where he focuses on the untold heroics of women and minorities. All money raised goes to Pacific Historic Parks, which helps protect, preserve, and pass on U.S. history for future generations. Still to come, the famous actor in trouble for going off trail in a national park. But first, today's Kid News Quiz. What's the name of the massive space rock doing a visible flyby of Earth? The Devil Comet. How long did a $600,000 sand dune last on a beach in Massachusetts? 3 days. Sea creatures are drawn to dying reefs by what? Underwater recordings of healthy ecosystems. Who was just re-elected as president of Russia? Vladimir Putin. In today's Kid News Kicker, even James Bond doesn't get a license to wander in Yellowstone. Actor Pierce Brosnan, who last played the dashing spy in 2002, just coughed up $1,500 for wandering off a designated trail to take a picture near one of the park's thermal springs in November. Mr. Brosnan pleaded guilty late last week before posting on Instagram, "I deeply regret my transgression and offer my heartfelt apologies to all for trespassing in this sensitive area. Yellowstone and all our national parks are to be cared for and preserved for all to enjoy." According to USA Today, he was filming a movie on a ranch in Montana around the time of the incident. Before we go, we want to shout out our Kid News teacher, starting with Mom Caitlin Tufts at the Tufts Homeschool Academy in San Juan Capistrano, California. Miss McEwen and her Wildcats at West Vincent in Chester Springs, Pennsylvania. And Mrs. Thompson and her Owls at Wilbert Snow School in Middletown, Connecticut. Thanks for listening. A friendly reminder that Kid News is a nonprofit that survives and thrives on your tax-deductible donations. Please visit our website, kidnews.org, to support us. We'll see you back here for more Kid News tomorrow morning.